Okay, good morning, class. My lecture today will be a bit more for daily practice. Okay? A bit more for daily practice. I hope you have copies. How to practice our daily life. So we study about some of phenomena, the natures of phenomena in our daily life. How to practice. So we perceived the external object. We contact, there's a communications between our mind and external object. Okay? So then, how within us a phenomena arises? So the Buddha has explained, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. Using these five sense organs and mind, we perceive the external object. I read out and explain chapter 1. Here, chapter 1, okay? The first I. The Buddha's teachings. The Buddha taught us like that. Chakuna Samvara Sadhu. This is the Buddha's teaching. We should pay respect to the Buddha's, we should follow the Buddha's advice. Chakuna Samvara Sadhu. In our daily practice, in our daily life, we must restrain our eye. We must restrain our eye. That is concerning moralities with the mindfulness. So in Dhammavara, the Buddha has explained Chakuna Samvara Sadhu. The meaning is to restrain one's eye is excellent. Why is excellent? If you don't restrain our eye, there will be evil mind within us. This evil mind lead to unhappy result, ill result. Okay? Therefore, it's a need to restrain one's eye. Needs to restrain our eye. To restrain one's eye is excellent. That is one Buddha's teaching. You should remember this. I've done that. We should know in our common life, we usually wake up in the morning. When we wake up, we open our eye. With the eyes, we see things in our daily life like that. Okay? Whenever we are awake, whenever we open our eye, we see something. Depending on seeing, there are some ideas that arises within us. Okay? So that is, with the eyes we see things, the things we see are desirable and undesirable. Dealing with the object, we can classify it into two, desirable object, undesirable object. What are desirable objects? What are undesirable objects? What is your opinion? Which are desirable objects? Which are not undesirable objects? According to Pali, it is Nikkaramana and Nikkaramana. This translation is like that. Pali's Nikkaramana. Ekta aramana then with the negative anita aramana anita aramana Itta Ramana, Itta means desirable. We want, we like it, we love it, this object. There are something we see with our eye, not all are desirable. Okay, some are desirable, some are not desirable. Sometimes even beautiful things, within us, that is, it cannot be desirable. Isn't that? Even ugly things, sometimes it is desirable. But desirable and undesirable also must be small thing, generally. Okay? That is, generally speaking, what are desirable? Everybody in general consensus, this is desirable. That is not a desirable. Some people dislike durian. The smell of durian is so strong, some people dislike. Some people like it too much. Isn't that? Those who like durian, the smell of durian, for those, that is a desirable. For those who are who dislike durian, the smell of durian. For them, they are undesirable. So desirable, undesirable cannot be said definitely, certainly. Isn't that? It's depend on bhasa, depend on idea. But it is said, generally speaking, we mentioned. In Myanmar, there are some peoples, in Myanmar peoples, according to their, our tradition, most peoples are like ngapi. This ngapi is a salty fish. Some peoples dislike this smell, but Burmese peoples are like, if they get a smell, they want to eat. The other people close their nose and run away. So therefore, this thing will be also desirable or undesirable. Salty fish. Okay? So desirable, undesirable, even Buddha's figure, even Buddha's form, for some people is undesirable. There were some people who dislike Buddha. If you say the Buddha, they dislike and they hate the Buddha. For them, that has become undesirable. On seeing the Buddha, anger arises within him, hatred arises within him. So this desirable object, undesirable object, Ekaramana and Ekaramana cannot set definitely. But generally speaking, Itha Ramana means beautiful things, prison, and many people also like it. Only crazy people also dislike. Many people also like, for example, beautiful sceneries, beautiful gardens, colorful places, like that. These are Itha Ramana. And Itha Ramana means ugly things. Many people also dislike and that is, okay? So we can say like that. There is also, Itha Ramana is also classified into two. Sabhava Echaramana and Parikappa Echaramana. Svava and Parikappa. Classifying into two Svava and Parikappa. Svava is naturally, according to their nature, it is desirable. Prikappas, depending on persons, so desirable object and desirable objects. Depending on desirable object, mostly Lobha Mula Cheta or Somanasa arises within that. Depending on undesirable object, dosa mula, chaitas arises with him. If we, but there is also, if there arise yoniso manasika, improper attention, if there's proper attention, if he has a proper attention, this cannot arise. We can apply the Lobha Mula and Dosa Mula both. It's possible. Isn't that? So in our daily life, we see desirable and undesirable objects within our eyes. How to restrain our eyes? There is the Buddha not advised us to close our eyes. We must open our eye. Okay? Buddha never advised us to close our eye. Whatever may be, there is. But according to Vinaya rules, the Buddha advised monks, as it is, to cast down their eyes, not to see here and there. Aukaita chakku. We must look at only about the far or four cubit. Maybe there's a 2 cubit is 3 feet. 3 feet, 6 feet, about 6 feet on the road. Mansa Akita Chaku Andaragare Kamesami Di Sikha Karaniya. When we go to inside village or town, we must look at only about 8 feet far on the road. That is the Buddha's, but Buddha never advised to close our eye. Okay? But actually, that is not restraint of eye, restrain one's eye. Restrain one's eye means seeing the object. We should not let lobha, dosa, moha arise within us. Okay? Even we close our mind, thinking about what we see, what we saw, what we have seen, lobha, dosa, moha rises within us. So the Buddha's ideas are not like that. So let me read out. On seeing a desirable thing, so we love it. It's a generally speaking, okay? And on seeing an undesirable thing, so we hate or dislike it. Love and hate are emotions. When these emotions are running high, we are blind. We are blind to what should be done or what should not be done. We cannot consider what is it should be done, what should not be done. Okay? This is according to cause and effect, how to rise. While these emotions are running high, we are blind to what should be done or not. Then we use abusive words or act physically in an unwholesome way. This is a result at least in unhappiness. Okay? You should contemplate these things. This is in your common life. So how to understand cause and effect? Causation or causality, Buddha has explained. Depending on I and visible object, I and consciousness arises. The unity of these three causes contact. The unity of these three causes contact. Through contact, feeling arises. Feeling causes the arising of craving. Craving causes the arising of grasping. Grasping causes the accumulation of karma. If we have no restrained eye in this way, karma arises within us, craving or feeling, contact, feeling, craving, grasping, and evil and good karma arises within us. In every day, in every people, without noticing things, without contemplating things. But we don't know, sometimes we are very careless. We don't know about ourselves. It's naturally seeing and the love and hate arises. Isn't that? We never care about that. We never contemplate what happened, what phenomena arises within us. We don't know. We don't understand about ourselves. So the Buddha, to contemplate causality, is explained in this way. So the accumulation of karma causes the arising of birth. Birth leads to decay and death. And there happen sorrow, limitation, pain, grief, and despair. In this way, the mess of suffering alone arises. Buddha explained with the paticca-smuppada. So, depending on I am this way object, such a phenomenon arises within us. That is also can be contemplated. That is a meditation object. We must be contemplated. We must contemplate of this object. How these phenomena arise within us. So, an opposite way, that is in common life, people are like that every day. So we cannot escape from suffering. We cannot free from suffering. If we wish to free from suffering, what should be done? Depending on I and visible object, I and consciousness arises. That is the nature, it cannot stop. Whoever have eyes, whoever sees visible object, I and consciousness automatically will arise. Okay? Automatically means that depending on condition. So depending on condition, it will rise surely. The unity of these three causes contact, pasa. Pasa is a contact. Through contact, feeling arises, happiness or unhappiness. This also surely cannot be avoided. Cannot be, it's unavoidable, not avoidable. Feeling causes the arising of craving. In this case, feeling causes the arising of craving. We can contemplate in this way. If we contemplate a feeling, or that is happy, pleasant feeling arises within us, or unpleasant feeling arises within us, if we contemplate on the feeling, we do not do pasana. We can stop craving, we can stop, we can make, we can stop the arising of craving towards this object. There's no chance. If you contemplate feeling, there's no chance craving arise towards this object. Without the contemplation of feeling, craving will follow. Okay? Because of, if you do not contemplate, craving will follow. So that is a cause of causality. Feeling causes the arising of craving. Complete cessation of only that craving through the path make grasping ceases. The cessation of grasping lead to the cessation of causes of life existence. The cessation of the cause of life existence lead to the cessation of birth. This is continuously. If conditions ceased, if conditions ceased, effort ceased. Okay? Do you remember the four-line explanation of dependent origination? Imasa main sati, idam hoti, imasa obada, idam opachati. Okay? If this exists, that exists. Imasa me asadi idam nahodi imasa niroda idam nirochati. So Buddhist causality is very clear to explain. If you understand now dealing with the Dhamma, if you don't like the ill result within you, you should contemplate what is the condition of the arisen. You must find out the conditions. If you find out the condition, you should remove the condition. If there is no condition, there must be no effect. Isn't that? So only condition we must search for. So the cessation of the cause of life existence leads to the cessation of birth. The cessation of birth leads to the cessation of decay and death. But some people are searching for medicine to protect from decay and death. Is it possible to find such a medicine? Is it possible to protect old age? He always want to remain as a young, and there are some method in Myanmar, some people, there's a philosophers involved, and they use alchemy. But I know some of the alchemists, they pass away. They also subjected to decay. They using the philosopher's ball and put it in the water and it drinks always. But when they got sick, they have to go to doctors to have injection and medicine. So in our commentaries, Jaraya Patikaman Katam Sakatewa. Jaraya Patikaman Katam Sakatewa. It is the meaning. It is possible. It is able to protect decay. But in practical way, I never find such a way. Only legend. There are many stories. If it's possible, according to Buddha's teaching, if it's like a smallest dust, it's permanent. it is not necessary to practice noble practice, to follow noble practice. The Buddha says like that. There is nothing, even small dust, conditions to free from conditioned things cannot be avoided. It is impossible to find. If you find out in such a way, please let me know about it. So the Buddha says, decay and death, there ceases sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. In this way, this mess of suffering alone comes to cease. Only that way, not other ways to avoid suffering. That is according to Loka Samudaya Sutta of Sanyutta Nikaya. Okay? This is a translation of Loka Samudaya Sutta Sanyutta Nikaya, the Buddha's teachings. So restraint of I, to understand the restraint of I, we have eyes to see with. I is for seeing. But on seeing with the eyes, emotion must not be let arise. That is how to restrain. Okay? On seeing with the eye, emotions must not be let arise. Emotions may result in misconduct. Therefore, we must restrain our eye. Okay? According to Buddha's teachings, there is a translation, how to restrain the eyes. A monk, a bhikkhu, here, on seeing visible object with the eye, does not feel attraction for physical appearance and does not find anything attractive in the body. Seeing someone, don't think about something dealing with him. That is the meaning. Okay? Only seeing is just seeing. Therefore, Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha has taught us seeing, just seeing. Okay? In other suttas, Bahiya Suttas also, the Buddha says, Deite Deita Maddham Bhavishyati. Okay? Deite Deita Maddham. On seeing, just seeing. Don't think it. I see a woman, I see a man, I see a boy, I see a girl. Don't think like that. Just see, so just see. You must practice like that. Is it possible or not? Possible? Your experience? And yeah, meditation. Yeah. This meditation practice, we must meditation practice. Attika Kamatana, meditation of Attika. He always practiced down. He contemplated only skeletons. One day, he went to Anuradhapura for almsgiving. On the way to Anuradhapura, there's a woman in front of him, the woman, and seeing that monk and smiled. At that time, the monk smiled and laughed. At that time, the monks with the contemplations, with the meditations, he walking. But when he heard the sound of laughing, he looked at that time, he saw first the teeth of the woman. Then he see only skeletons. Then the man's, her husband followed and asked the monks, Venerable sir, did you see a woman walking on the road on this way? The monks said, I don't know here, said, I don't know who is going, man or woman. Only a skeleton is going. This story is mentioned in Visuddhimagga. So you also, if you practice a life,